This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
Notice how the people received the Holy Spirit after repenting, which shows the fact that conversion is in a moment. And then in verse 41, it says, "So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls." Hearing the gospel, then, requires the listener to receive it, and after believing it, a person should be water baptized. And there are three things to note quickly about water baptism. First, infants should not be water baptized because water baptism occurs in the Bible after a person's conversion to Christ, not when a person is physically born. And second, water baptism does not save a person, make the person guaranteed a ticket to heaven. Rather, it is a symbolic act that represents that a person has already been saved, and it witnesses this salvation to the church and perhaps any unbelievers who are looking on. I'm not so sure I want to say there is nothing spiritual about water baptism, because even Jesus' baptism by John was definitely spiritual.
Thank you, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.